Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ozzy, baby. R.I.P. B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia at the BigBear.ai Commanders Training Facility. Check out BigBear.ai, B. Mitch, for all your AI needs.
Gotcha.
You got any AI needs?
Nah, not right now.
You know what happened to me yesterday? The AI on the expense account software I use is usually pretty good, but it messed up yesterday. Made me think about Skynet. Joining us right now, Neil Greenberg. From the Washington Post, Greenberg, of course, covers all the stats, the analytics, fantasy, betting, all of it for the Washington Post sports section. You can follow Neil at @ngreenberg. You can check out the Rude guest hotline that brought Neil to us. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Greenberg, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're good, man. Obviously, this is not the football season we thought we'd be getting, honestly. What do you make of all things burgundy and gold?
They're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot. I've said this before. Last year, accelerated expectations that were probably tough to fulfill. And I think that last week especially, we can all agree that Jaden Daniels probably shouldn't have been in that game at that point when he got injured. But also, the coach is in a lose-lose, right? I mean, you know, he takes him out. People are thinking that he's giving up, that he doesn't believe in the team, doesn't take him out. We obviously, he's susceptible to injury. But look, Jaden Daniels is always going to be susceptible to injury only because of the way he plays, right? I mean, he is a dual-threat quarterback that's not afraid to take the ball and run down the field. So, you know, it's a tough spot for Washington. Nothing went right for them this year, especially on the injury front. They had a lot of luck in that regard last year. They have almost none this year. The underlying metrics are down, but they're down because they don't have their full squad. It's just a lost year. And I just hear a lot of blame for everybody. But, you know, again, if you don't have all your tools in your toolbox, it's hard to build a house, right? I mean, it's a simple analogy, but it definitely is appropriate here.
It makes
here.
A lot of sense, Daniel.
Yeah, and I just don't know.
It makes a lot of sense.
what do they want the coaching staff to do? I mean, you can design the best play in the world. When your fourth-string wide receiver is playing as your number two guy, I mean, that's just never going to work.
See, I was thinking about this last night, and I'm just going to throw it out to you. You're my favorite analytics person, okay? And, my only person I like in analytics. I had several injuries. Two shoulder separations. I had sprained ankles. I had hamstring pulls. I had all kinds of stuff. But I only missed one game in my career. I'll ask people this. I might have been hurt had about 15, 20 injuries. Was I injury prone? Or was it just...
You missed one game in your career.
Hold on.
The answer is no.
No. I was injured a lot. I just couldn't miss games because back then, if you missed games, your ass got cut. In this day and age, you get injured. Even if you can go, what does the staff do? They don't let you play. So are some guys today being considered injury prone because of this day, how people handle a lot of things. Because there are guys that missed 2 weeks, 3 weeks that should have missed one, or guys that missed 8 week that should have missed none. I just want to understand what is injury prone? Not getting injured at all, or just playing with the injury? Because got some miracle drugs out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's football. They're literally mini car crashes in terms of force, right? Like when two football players that are 250-plus pounds are running at each other, I mean, there's impact there. So I think it has to do – there's a lot of things, right? I mean, we know more about injuries. The sport is bigger in terms of dollars. So you want to protect your assets. I mean, look at what's happening in the NBA, right? I mean, load management is a thing. You want to protect your assets so that they're available in the most high-leverage games, i.e. the playoffs. And we're also, as a society, kind of changed, right? When you were playing and when I was a kid, it's go rub some dirt on it and get back in there. But now with my kid, it's like, it's okay to be upset. Like, you know, it's okay, you know, people get hurt. It's okay. It's, you know, feel your feelings type stuff. So we're just in a different state in a lot of different ways, both technological, societal. There's just a lot of different things that are happening. And, you know, look, I think we're also learning a lot more, right? Like if I don't know if you would have been playing in those games. We know more about concussions and their after effects and that sort of thing. So, you know, but health is a skill too, right? Health is a skill. There are some players that are more durable, that are built different physically, and that can take more, you know, that can withstand injury more. Not to say that like Jaden is some brittle, you know, brittle piece of balsa wood that, you know, he fell awkwardly. I mean, this wasn't like, this elbow dislocates every other week. I mean, he fell a weird way and got injured. It's tough, man. It's there's a lot of money at stake, and, you know, there's a lot of expectations, and, you know, the coaching staff is literally on a week-to-week lease, right? I mean, they have full season contracts, but don't mistake it. I mean, you're only as good as what you did the week before. So there's just a lot of decision-making that goes into that.
I just knew you were answering the question where you have people thinking about it a little bit, because I think that the way that things are handled, this is where I was at last night. So I've been going through this thing, bro, where I think a lot now about why people act certain ways. I say something about a player today, eventually, I'm going to get lambasted by fans and people alike saying that, well, football has changed. But we all judge it. We judge players still like they used to be in today's game, when today they don't practice as hard. They don't make them go through as much stuff. But when the player doesn't have to go out and play, we automatically blame the player, not the fact that the times have changed. That had me occupied last night.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta build calluses too, right? Like I once read a study on Muay Thai fighters that their shins are like harder than most bones because they get pounded so much.
The body
adapts to it, right? And you know, this is the same thing with, you know, I couldn't go out and run a mile tomorrow because I'm out of shape, but I could work my way into shape so that I am better physically. And like you said, I mean, practicing is different. Days off are different. There's just so much different stuff. And, you know, players, I think now, especially in the NFL, understand more than ever what their shelf life is, right? Especially running backs, and have to maximize their time in terms of making money. For a star player, you know, I'm not saying that star players do that, but star players make their money and then have to protect themselves, right? And then players that aren't in that stratosphere have to go all out more to try to get that contract that can help set them up. I mean, there's just a lot of give and take. And, you know, as far as being injury prone, I think also what hurts Jaden Daniels the most is Robert Griffin III was here in a very similar spotlight and got injured, and the wheels came off the franchise, et cetera. And that's really like the only touchstone people have, and they keep going back to that. And they did the same thing with like Adam.
It doesn't help that Robert keeps going back to it too.
Yeah,
like Robert's enjoying that.
Right, right. But even we saw that even with the ownership, right? Like as soon as Dan Snyder was replaced, fans still had a tough time of letting that go and believing that things were different, right? Until they were.
Yeah.
So that's like their only touchstone. But no, I don't think Jaden Daniels is injury prone, but I do think he is more susceptible to injury only because of the position he plays quarterback and how he plays that, which is being a dual threat and running with the ball and being tackled in the open field.
Yeah, because I tell you, Wise not very small. Dorrance Armstrong not small. Austin Ekeler might have been the strongest guy on the football team. It's football. It happens.
Yeah, and I think...
And the hamstring pull, hell. Normally, fast people get that. We see big guys get it, too, and we know they're not running very fast, right? So I don't get that.
It's been tough, man. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Greenberg, you had something interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting that I wanted to ask you about. That the NFL is now trying to use AI to predict injuries. What exactly the hell does that mean?
it's all the biometrics type stuff. This is an article by Rick Mace. And you know, one of the benefits of AI is to be able to kind of distill data very quickly, right? And you know, I saw a lot of this at the Sloan Conference, which is the analytical conference they hold in Boston. I haven't been in a couple of years, but I saw it before the pandemic. They had a lot of this stuff kind of emerging. And, you know, basically what they're doing is they're creating a model of the athlete's skeletal system, and they're looking at how motion and force affect the skeletal system, because once they have a baseline, you know, you go like back into the lab. Like the way they were showing me a basketball player. They have a baseline. The basketball player comes in, let's say, like every couple days, and as soon as they start to see like the basketball player jumping but favoring one leg, like they know that possibly there's an injury developing, and then they can start to take appropriate measures then, as opposed to the basketball player being on the court, making a jump shot, and then having the injury in his leg and telling everybody. So it's just a lot of that sort of stuff, how you move, We saw this in baseball a while ago, tracking like arm slot pitches and release points. Yeah. And, you know, you can see the release point change for an injured pitcher. It's like very subtle at first, and then the pop happens, and then obviously the release is completely different. So being able to track that sort of stuff so that you can be a lot more proactive about injuries instead of reactive. And then, as I said, just the AI allows you to just put, you know, a bunch of information in there, a bunch of data points, and then it could connect a lot of dots a lot quicker than the human mind can.
But how is AI going to tell me I rolled out to do a bootleg and Michael Parsons hit me in my damn chest? I mean, I think if it's just a regular injury, something that just happens over time, yes. But football is not that sport. You get hit sometimes by people that AI can't tell me, hey, Derwin James is about to hit you when you finna catch this ball in the damn chest or in the ribs. They can't tell me
no,
that.
No, and it certainly can't tell you that your arm is going to be hyperflexed at the wrong angle when
yes.
you hit the ground. This is more of the preventive type stuff, and to try to get to an injury before it happens. Again, mm-hmm. you know, there are many car crashes. I mean, being hit by a lineman is very similar to being hit with a sledgehammer. You know, that's not insignificant. You know, you're wearing pads, and I get that, you know, these players are big too, but still, I'm not lining up to get hit in the chest with a sledgehammer. Like, there's just no way that's happening. Yeah. But you guys do that every week, right? And, you know, injury is going to be a part of it. If anybody thinks that Jaden Daniels was only going to be injured in that game at that moment, they're kidding themselves, right? Like, there's nothing to say that we're not going to deal with injuries for him in the future or not, or another player or whatever. You know, we're just seeing a cluster of injuries for Washington. We've seen it with other teams. You know, we've seen other star quarterbacks go down in Cincinnati and Baltimore. I mean, this isn't a Washington problem, but the way the fans are just like extrapolating that to, well, the coaching staff stinks because they're not making plays. Like, who are you making plays with? Like, what are you trying to do here? Like, you're without a lot of your roster, your skill position players. You know, that'd be tough for anybody. I don't care what franchise you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the Terry injury really kind of killed them offensively. The stack of injuries at the DN position kind of killed them defensively. And you add Jaden in and out of the lineup, and you kind of land at 3-6. And you could take real issue with the roster construction this offseason. Our guy Huey's sitting in here. He's like, you know, B, you kind of nailed it. I think they just saw last year, tried to press the gas too fast, and it's kind of backfiring. That does not mean these guys should be fired and you got to tear the house down. I think that would be overly reactionary.
Mm-hmm. Fans would have been pissed if they didn't do that too, right? Like if they didn't step on the gas and try to make another run at it, fans would be like, well, what are you doing? You're wasting Jaden Daniels. Like, you're wasting his prime years. Like,
exactly. We saw it with Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, there's no winning there. And I tell you what, it doesn't help like a guy like Kurt Warner, who I have a lot of respect for. But, you know, he comes out and he's saying, like, you know, Daniels isn't seeing the field as well. He's failing to anticipate throws. He's missing his timing windows. He's over-relying on improvisation. I mean, he doesn't have McLaurin. He doesn't have Zach Kurtz. Like, he doesn't have Austin Eckler. He doesn't have Deebo Samuel. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, what are you expecting him to do in those situations? I mean, of course the timing is off because he's got a number five receiver on the depth chart, you know, taking number one snaps. Like, you know, of course there's going to be some indecisiveness there.
Agreed. Yeah. We're going to get to our power rankings a little later in the program. Where are you with Washington? How far have they fallen?
Well, let's see. Let's look. Not in the top five, not in the top 10, 50,
I
no.
I wonder if they're top 20.
No, they're 23rd. I have them now. I have them in the tier with the Chicago Bears, the Falcons, and the Panthers. I'm not a big believer in the Panthers or Chicago.
Well, dude, of the teams you named, they lost to the Bears and the Falcons. So, like,
yeah.
That tier, people can be mad about it, but that sounds about right. I saw – who's your top team now? Who's your top three.
The Rams. The Rams were close last week. The Rams are number one, Chiefs two, Seahawks three, Bills four. I think the Rams are good. They're balanced. They're really good. They're doing well.
Yeah, the Rams are good. I mean, my preseason pick for the Super Bowl was Bills-Rams. I feel okay with that. Stafford's playing great football. Got to keep him healthy, too. That's a 37, yeah,
remember, he didn't go to training camp.
Right.
He's playing good. So, I mean, what the hell? I think all this stuff is just throw it to the birds, man, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows anything. It's the NFL. Like, seriously, like, what works for one team doesn't work for another individual, et cetera. We're all just making educated guesses.
Hey, how concerned should we be about the Caps? Lost four in a row, play tonight.
Look, I mean, Ovechkin...
It's never good when you just start laughing.
Ovechkin is... The power play is not great. Ovechkin's not playing great. The team's not scoring. You know, it's tough. It's tough. Enjoy Ovechkin in the sweater while you can. It's going
to
be tough.
All good things come to an end, Neil.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Enjoy what you have, not what you lost.
Greenberg, we appreciate the time as always, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, man.
I
love you guys.
Care.
Talk to you soon.
That's our boy, Neil Greenberg. When we come back, let's talk about all the teams in town. Things aren't great. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is putting you in control right from the NBA tip-off because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. Listen, my man White Brian, he likes to bet 1 cent and 2 cents. So I know he was wanting to go with a no sweat bet so he can't lose all that money. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to fanduel.com/Brian to make your choice. That's fanduel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.